this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day, I'm Dennis Estopase, and welcome to Wednesdays with John Mangan, a podcast to be anchored by John Mangan, a columnist for the Business Mirror newspaper and who operates a website titled mangononmarkets.com. Mr. Mangan will share with us one of the many pieces he wrote for his column titled Outside the Box, which is published every Tuesday and Thursday in the op-ed section of the Business Mirror. We hope you enjoy your Wednesday with John Mangan.
The continuing economic crisis. Quote, the period of political chaos began in October 2015. The period of economic crisis will begin in January 2020. Do not be surprised by the bizarre economic news that will soon fill the headlines. Unquote. If you did not accept that thought in September last year when I wrote it, you were not prepared for 2020. The cycle is always the same. Political chaos followed by economic chaos, then followed by an economic reset. But here's the thing. We want to believe that the crisis of the chaos is actually the reset, and that then things will get better. The crisis is not the reset that changes the longer cycle. The cycle creates a shift in confidence from the public sector to confidence in the private sector and back and forth, and needs a great reset to change, to happen, to go from one sector to the other. You could say that the crisis of the economic confidence in the private sector peaked in 1929. That was when the stock market crashed and the beginning of the Great Depression. That was the end of a long cycle, but the economic reset did not come until 6 years later, in 1934, when confidence switched back to the public sector and Western socialism was born. Government-funded public work projects and pension schemes like Social Security were established in 1934. The U.S.'s first transcontinental railroad was built to join the eastern and western halves of the country in 1864. The government's role was to provide a general framework for the rail lines, some government-guaranteed loans, and some donations of right-of-way land in return for priority services like mail and military on the trains. But from 1934 on, the U.S. National Highway System, most of the dams and bridges, were entirely government projects. Private before, government after the reset. This change in cycle was not limited to the United States. The National Socialist Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, better known as Nazi Party, was founded in 1920. But Adolf Hitler, the party's leader since 1921, was not appointed Chancellor of Germany until 1933. As the private sector cycle took hold, there were fundamental changes. There was a worldwide move away from planned economies toward free market capitalism not seen before 1929. Under Deng Xiaoping, China embarked on extensive reforms in the 1980s, opening the country's economy and allowing capitalist enterprises to operate. For the first time in world history, in the 1980s, Trans-Pacific Ocean trade equaled that of Transatlantic Ocean trade. The private sector changed the global economy after 1934. Multinational manufacturing corporations relocated into Asia. Free trade agreements were signed. By 1989, countries with communist-controlled economies were overthrown. Government-controlled economy usually requires government-controlled politics. That's when populist governments were acceptable, unlike for too many experts today. The private sector has had its share of failures also. The Black Monday stock market crash happened in 1987. Mexico suffered from a debt crisis starting in 1982. The U.S. had its savings and loan scandal. Moving forward, the financial crisis hit East and Southeast Asia in 97-98. We are now in a private sector cycle that began in 1985. It will end in 2032. However, the major economic reset will peak in 2024. The current leg of the cycle that started in January 2020 will run until March 2022, and we will continue to be on a wild ride. Two things to watch for. A strong U.S. dollar will cause a debt crisis for countries, not the Philippines, with excessive foreign denominated loans. We will see an increase in food supply problems globally, and at the beginning of 2020, a couple of months away, expect more social unrest and protest, as most economies will not recover from the pandemic anytime soon.
Thank you for listening to the Business Mirror podcast. For a broader look on business, follow us on Facebook and Twitter @Business Mirror. Until next time.